The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man, and believe me, there is still a lot of things going on in the sports world this weekend. We're lucky enough to be having the U.S. Open, and it's an awesome weekend when it's Father's Day weekend to be watching this U.S. Open, and we're going to get ourselves probably a new winner, to be honest with you. It's going to be interesting there, too. Not a lot of the normal faces atop that leaderboard, and that's the thing I find most interesting about golf when you really think about it, because these guys can absolutely hit the ball like nobody else, and we never know who's going to be doing it on the tour. But, Jeff, good morning, man. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. We had a lot going on in the world of sports this weekend, but you know, Arid Hills for the U.S. Open, a little bit too easy this year. Not the you know, if you're a spiteful golf fan that likes to see these guys struggle, this is not the U.S. Open for you.
Yeah, I agree, man. It's not a typical U.S. Open golf course. These guys seem to be getting the best of it. These guys are going to go low. That's the end of the story, man. When you think about it, they're going to go low, and we're going to see ourselves most likely a new winner once again on the PGA Tour. We're getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. A lot going on, like he said, in the sports world. We'll get into it on the other side, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf man. A lot going on in the sports world. You can get at us in many different ways at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check out the show, Dorf Online. Also, check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com or DorfShow.co. All kinds of good stuff that you can check out on the website. Something big also happened in the sports world over the weekend, Jeff. Like you said during the break, the Open is pretty quick, so we don't always have time to get into everything that's going on in the Open, because most importantly, I want to get out there about the U.S. Open and obviously being Father's Day weekend and all that good stuff. But as we know, there was a trade in the NBA. The Boston Celtics have moved down in the draft and the Philadelphia 76ers have moved up. And it seems like there's a pretty clear-cut number one pick in this draft. However, after that, Jeff, it seems like it's quite a crapshoot as far as what's going to happen. But it seems like the 76ers just felt like they could not pass on this kid out of Washington, Markelle Fultz, and it looks like that they're going to pull the trigger on him when it comes draft day, and then after that, we'll see where the Lonzo Balls, the Josh Jacksons, and the other kids wind up. So, interesting move by the Philadelphia 76ers, looking like they're trying to build through the draft like they have been for years now.
Colangelo, I mean, they are just trying to get young. They've given away, you know, Stephen A. Smith said it on ESPN on Saturday night. They didn't lose games. They lost seasons. That's, you know, that's a lot of time to abandon your fan base. There better be a payoff at the end. I mean, I think that Joel Embiid, if not for the injury, is probably a number one overall pick. I think that Ben Simmons is a great player. You know, if not for the injury, is probably one of those, you know, very little doubt about it type of prospects that will be a fantastic player a la Durant in the future. And, you know, by the way, you know, it was Monday. It seems like forever ago. But congratulations to the Golden State Warriors on winning their second title in 3 years. But yeah. The shape of the NBA, maybe we're going to maybe not right away. I mean, you know, I mean, there's two sides to this trade for sure. You know, what's Boston going to end up getting? What are they going to end up doing? Are they, you know, do they land Hayward and trade for Jimmy Butler with that number three pick? Is Chicago that interested in one of those players and moving up? I think that there's a lot going on with this trade and, you know, what Danny, you know, all the, you know, the poker chips, so to speak, that Danny Ainge has sitting in front of him with something like 9 first round draft picks between now and 2021. So it's, it's a wild trade. I think it deserves the headlines just because of that youth movement that we believed in to begin with in Philadelphia looking forward. And now that you have, you know, you have that player in your pocket, basically, I mean, he's already wearing the 76ers gear. Markelle Fultz going to the 76ers. And I, you know, they believe that they're going to be great at times. I think they're going to develop like, you know, like Washington. I think they're about 5 years behind Washington, to be honest with you.
Look, I think that Boston obviously has some tricks up their sleeve. I think that they really want to make a push next year to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's be honest. They felt like maybe they, you know, would have had a better chance if IT was in that lineup this year, I'm sure. But, you've got to think that Danny Ainge has some bigger moves coming, with this move being the first of them. So I think, you know, for the 76ers, look, they've done things in a very good manner when you think about how they're building the process. And I agree with Stephen A. And nobody knows the Philadelphia 76ers better than Stephen A. Smith, man. I mean, he was a beat reporter for them, and that's kind of how he got his mark and everything, working with AI and all those guys through the years. So when it comes to the Philadelphia 76ers, I'm definitely going to believe that Stephen A. knows what he's talking about. And truth be told, I like the process that they've done. Yes, they lost a lot of years, but they've really grown it through the draft. And when they do become a team to be reckoned with, and I wouldn't be surprised if next year, you know, they make the playoffs and they are a somewhat much better team as early as next year, the Philadelphia 76ers. And with that being said, you know, I think that Danny Ainge and the Boston Celtics next year also may wind up being a very good basketball team. So I think the cool thing that's happening out of this is potentially there's going to be a lot more competition in the Eastern Conference. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to be a little bit better. The Wizards might be a little bit better. So who knows? At the end of the day, man, to me, it's all about competition, Jeff. So I want to see teams getting better. And this kind of evens the playing field when you think about how the dominoes may fall with all these movements.
You hit the nail on the head. You know, I think that Milwaukee and Washington are definitely both rising commodities. I think the Toronto and Atlanta would, you know, will regress. So, I mean, there's some balance to it. But, yeah, the Philadelphia 76ers, maybe one of these other teams that's been in the lottery for the last several years, you know, maybe Miami. You know, you might have some teams that emerge as – perhaps a little more legitimate Eastern Conference contenders. You know, I want to comment on, you know, talking about Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
Talking about Philadelphia, because I think that he's, I'm going to be honest with you, and I think that it's a product of his environment. I think that ESPN has created it with this embrace debate thing, and you know, getting the talking heads screaming at each other because the PTI model worked so well back in the day that every show is that now.
Right.
So I think that Stephen A. Smith's a little bit of a clown. I do. I do. I think, and I don't think that it's all him, but I think that when they bring it home, home is where the heart is, quite literally, for Stephen A. Smith. And when he talks about Philadelphia, I remember when he talked about DeSean Jackson being released by the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, yep, how pure he was about that. You know, every story involving Iverson, you know, positive or negative, you know, really passionate about that. And you know, this news, talking about the Philadelphia 76ers, a team that he obviously cares about very much, he's just so good when he handles sports in that city. So in giving this backhanded compliment, I just enjoy watching ESPN when news breaks in Philadelphia. And for the 76ers, it's nice that it's breaking for something other than tanking.
Look, man, I get where you're going with that. And I think it's, you know, his TV persona is maybe a little bit different than his Philadelphia persona. However, I do think he's just incredibly passionate about sports in general. And when he's getting angry and upset, yeah, I think he's doing that a little bit for the show and a little bit for the intrigue factor from people that are watching. However,
it's overboard. It's just overboard for me.
I agree. I'm agreeing with you on that. However, I think we both can agree that his passion for sports alone is completely true. And you said yourself that when he's talking about the Philadelphia teams, you sense that it's real. So I think that that's maybe the difference, is that, you know, when he's talking about, you know, Aaron Rodgers and how he's a bad man and all that stuff, that's for TV and that's for show. I get it. But when he's talking about Allen Iverson and Donovan McNabb and the days of covering those teams, that's real passion, and that's him being a little bit of a fan. So I think he's objective, is my point. I don't think he loses his objectivity, even though he gets a little bit overboard with his act on TV.
Hey, let me ask you something. You know, yeah. I know that you're watching the Open Saturday. Best shot from Justin Thomas. The eight, you know, the par three at 18 to put it 8 feet from the cup to putt for eagle, or the Florida Panhandle putt?
You know what, man? Wow. Look, at the end of the day, you know, you have to hit so many great shots to be in the position that he's in at this point. But with that being said, man, out of those two shots, you're asking me, is that, I mean, is that my, are those my only choices, I guess is my question?
If I'm putting it to those two, yes.
I would go with the panhandle, man. I mean, come on now. That's whenever you're trying to do something and you've got to make a crazy putt, I think that just shows you that you're steady and you're focused. And, you know, the greens are where you make your money, Jeff. You know, you got to drive it long, but you know, the old saying, you drive for show and you putt for dough. That is so true. So
667 and he was down in three. I love that. That's my kind of hole.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, the fairways are pretty wide. The fescue is really, really deep and everything along those lines. But if you can hit the ball straight and you can putt, you're going to do really well at any golf tournament. And maybe we'll get into that on the other side, as we may have a new winner once again on the PGA Tour. But I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. I can hear the music behind us. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. And we'll be right back in just a few moments. Keep it close.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
All Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf man. A lot going on in the sports world. Big trade, big deal in the NBA with the draft coming up. As we all know, the Boston Celtics have traded down. The Philadelphia 76ers have traded up. Jeff, I kind of want to just go around things for just a quick moment. I know we did kind of bring something up there toward the end of the break, but we'd be remiss if we didn't kind of just go around the diamond a little bit, as the Yankees are still atop their division in the American League East. In the Central, your Cleveland Indians have bounced into first place over the Minnesota Twins. The Astros continue to just absolutely tear up the American League West, as they have a 11-game lead over the Rangers. The Nationals, 42-26, 11-game lead over the Marlins. The Milwaukee Brewers, still on top of the Central, a 2.5-game lead over the Cubs, 4.5 over the St. Louis Cardinals. The Colorado Rockies, another team, just absolutely tearing things up. They are 45-26. Look who's right below them after winning six straight now. Our Arizona Diamondbacks and the Dodgers, both at 43-26, Jeff. Who would have ever thought that we could potentially have three first-place teams in the West, here in the National League West, with the Diamondbacks, the Rockies, and the Dodgers? This is the best division in baseball by far, my friend.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it took some time, even though there's been indications that this was the case all year long, given the start of the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. Dodgers kind of, hobbled a little bit out of the gate, and I think that they kind of found themselves. They beat a pretty good team in the Cleveland Indians earlier in the week. You know, they took 2 of 3 in Cleveland. So, definitely props to the Dodgers for that. But the Indians bounced back by going to Minnesota, but and taking the first three, including sweeping a doubleheader on Saturday. As far as the National League West is concerned, I argued tooth and nail that the Diamondbacks could get a wild card spot. I thought they were going to be pretty good. I thought they were going to win 85 games. I think that there's, you're probably looking at 91, 92 games. That's probably going to get you into the dance. My division champ will win like 97. I think this is going to be probably the greatest stretch run that we've seen in the National League West since Phoenix got Major League Baseball in 1998. I think that's how big of a deal this season is. That Colorado team is no fluke. They've got young talent all over the place.
Yeah.
Their pitching is really good. The Cubs are a 500 team. I always assumed the Cubs were going to surge at some point, and they still might, but they kind of look like they are what they are. An older starting pitching staff. Jake Arrieta's lost the magic a little bit. They're struggling to beat Pittsburgh. We might see these defending champs not make the playoffs this year. I think that's a big story, too. The Nationals running away with it, that's not that fun. The Astros running away with it, that's not that fun. The Yankees resurgence, if you put it in a vacuum, it'd be a fun story if it was any other team. But I don't think people, I don't think people are ready for the Yankees to be back in the conversation just yet, but here they are.
Jeff, let me throw this at you, because as we're going around the diamond here a little bit, you know what's happened as well for the Arizona Diamondbacks on this road trip, don't you?
They've found their groove. They've disproven the theory that they can only play at home.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, they're 17-17 now, and they were well under 500. They're on a six-game winning streak. So I fully believe that this team, is definitely on a mission this year. I don't know how. I don't know why. There's no rhyme or reason for it, to be honest with you. Did you see that play that Goldie had, that snare that he had yesterday, I believe it was? I'm not exactly sure.
It made the top 10. That was a pretty wicked play.
Yeah, I mean, dude, the bottom line is, the other day I was talking to Bernie Pleskoff about stuff, and, he said that he thought maybe this is a team of destiny. And you know what? I am starting to think along the same lines that maybe this Arizona Diamondback team is just a team of destiny this year. It's just going to be something real special, and maybe we'll be able to relive what happened with Luis Gonzalez and the boys just a few, not too long ago when you really think about it in the Diamondback short history.
Well, this is a lot more organic. You know, that World Series title in 2001 cost the Diamondbacks.
It was bought. Yeah, it was bought.
It probably cost them 7 or 8 years of their future to get that win right out of the gate. And, you know, Phoenix got to be grateful for it because Cardinals couldn't get it done in the Super Bowl. The Suns have been to the finals twice for as long as they've been around, and they haven't been able to get it done. So that one title from the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2001 is pretty freaking sacred at this point in time. I don't know that it's, you know, when you say team of destiny, like, you know, fluky things have to happen. I think in football, the ball has to bounce the right way. You need a little bit of luck. But I think the Diamondbacks, it's not luck. I mean, I think that they're, you know, when I look around their starting eight around the pitcher, when I look at their pitching staff, I'm not blown away by it. But they've done enough. They've done just enough. Rodney, for all the criticism that he gets, he's been solid. Yeah. I think that Archie Bradley, if you stocked an all-star team the way that you build a baseball team, and you need these middle relievers and these setup men, I mean, I don't think there's a better setup man in the National League right now than Archie Bradley. So, very legitimate team, much like Colorado and much like, you know, L.A., who's a little bit more obvious. But, really good baseball teams here. You know, it's kind of funny because when you think about it, we've seen the Nationals in the playoffs.
Right.
And they just haven't been able to get it done.
Right.
If it's not the Cubs in the National League Central Division, it's going to be somebody that comes in a little with that lacks that playoff experience just because unless it's St. Louis, you know, but that division has been so dominated by the Cubs and St. Louis over the last 3 or 4 years. You know, if you get a team like the Brewers in the postseason, they might make some noise. I mean, the Indians were kind of a raw team, green as far as playoff experience is concerned, and they took care of business last year. So you never know, but I think that the National League is wide open once you get into the playoffs. You got to get through that first game if you're the wild card team. That's why winning the division is so important.
Look, at the end of the day, you and I both know, let's just get in the tournament. That's the most important thing. Get in the tournament, whatever tournament it is, whether it's the baseball, obviously playoffs, the NBA playoffs, whatever it is, man. Get in the tournament and see what happens. Look, I agree with you, but I disagree with you. Sometimes ignorance is bliss, and sometimes when you don't know you're not supposed to be there, that can be the best possible thing. The Nationals have had their lumps. Let's give them some experience for sure. They've been there. They haven't performed in the postseason probably the way that people would have expected them to. The Brewers, yeah, I could see how you can think that they're a little bit inexperienced. The Cubs, that they have experience, but if they're not in, then what does that experience matter? And then we talk about the sample size, right? We're always talking about, hey, we haven't had enough of a sample size to really figure out if, you know, this is legit or if this is a real understanding of how these teams are going to play. We're 70 games into the season, man. We're almost at that halfway mark. So when do we say, okay, this is legit? These are who these teams are. At what point are we convinced at the sample that we're seeing? Like, when do we say to ourselves, these are the teams that are legit, and you know what? The Cubs are who they are. They're like a 500 baseball team, and you know what? If the Brewers sink to that level, well, then we've got ourselves a race. If the St. Louis can't get their head out of there, you know what? Well, then 500 or maybe a little bit over 500 is what it's going to be in the Central. As far as the National League West, it's going to be, wow, I don't know, man. The sky's the limit. You have these teams are all so darn good. Like, they could all be 20 some odd games over 500. So, when are we satisfied? When do we say we've had enough of a sample size and these are the teams that are the competitors? When do we say that, Jeff?
Well, decisions have to be made well before July 31st as to what type of team you want to be going down the stretch in 2017 here. July 4th is a good barometer, is a good checking point.
So we're coming up on it.
The All-Star break is a good check. But right now, everything we're seeing right now is relevant.
Okay, so yeah, like right now is we're coming up on the time where you got to say, okay, well, it looks like the White Sox and it looks like the Astros have taken that division. It looks like the Nationals are going to take that division, but it looks like we're going to have some competition in the American League.
I think Miami's going to make a run. I think that Miami's got a little bit of a run in them. And if they spend at the All-Star break to chase Washington, Washington might have to play the entire month of September.
All right, so that would be a good thing for them. I mean, because truth be told, you don't want to not have to compete for a long, long time. We've talked about that as well. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we'll get back into this and some other stuff on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and we'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is having our biggest Craftsman sale of the year, just in time for Father's Day. Now through Monday only, find over $600 in savings on our best Craftsman products throughout the store, including hand tools, power tools, tool chests, outdoor power equipment, and more. Hurry in now for the biggest Craftsman sale of the year, only at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores and include instant savings for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Everybody, welcome back. A little Beach Boys for you here on a beautiful Sunday. And by the way, we are always live on Sundays, 11 to 1 Eastern Time, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Time. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And obviously, check us out on Twitter as well, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the show there. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Or dorfshow.co. Hey, Jeff, I just want to ask you, we did speak about this the other day as well, about the McGregor-Mayweather situation. As we all know, that'll be coming August 26th. And the more I think about this, the more I think of how much of a disaster this could potentially be for Floyd Mayweather and the boxing world. He has absolutely everything to lose and nothing to gain. Conor McGregor has completely nothing to lose in this match because he's supposed to lose. But if he wins by hitting Floyd one time, probably because we know the wrath and the power that that guy has in those fists, this could be a complete disaster for the boxing world. I really believe that. How about you?
If we're living in fantasy world where something like that's going to happen, I would buy in. But no, Floyd's not losing to Conor McGregor in the boxing ring. He's not going to take one punch and go down. He can absorb punches. He's a technical guy. I know that it's not as fun a conversation when you look at it that way. And if you dream the world where McGregor hits him, gets a solid blow in, and Floyd just doesn't know how to take it because nobody punches as strong in Floyd Mayweather's weight class in boxing as Conor McGregor does. I'll give you that. But I just don't see it happening. But if it did, I think that it would be I think it would ruin Floyd Mayweather to lose to, for lack of a better term, in this case,
an amateur.
An amateur. Yeah. That's absolutely correct.
No, I feel you. But I think we're foolish if we think that Conor McGregor would put himself in a position where he would not be able to defend himself. I have to think that he has been training very, very seriously with just boxing for a while. And I'm not saying he doesn't do the other stuff. I do. But I think that he has to have been concentrating heavily in the past few months on boxing, because otherwise this would be him walking into something where he has absolutely no shot. And that's how you feel. That's how the Max Kellermans of the world feel. However, man, I know that this guy is a striker. And when you're a striker versus a guy like Mayweather, who we all know is very methodical, he's very patient, he's a dancer, he's very hard to hit, he's elusive. But Conor McGregor is just going to come charging at him. He's going to come at him with a completely different type of energy than I think Floyd Mayweather has ever seen before. So that is why I am saying I just think this is a scary fight for Mayweather. I'm not necessarily saying I think Conor can win. I'm just saying what if and how bad it would be for Floyd Mayweather and the sport of boxing. So I think that this is a match that is set up for Floyd to win. Don't get me wrong. However, you have to always think that there's a little bit out there where maybe, just maybe, the unthinkable could happen. Because we've seen the unthinkable happen before, and we're saying to ourselves, how in the world did that happen? So let's not get crazy. It could absolutely happen that he strikes one time so big and Floyd doesn't know how to handle it. Because you even said to yourself, Floyd doesn't usually have to worry about guys hitting him. He can dance and he can move away from these guys, and then he sticks and he doesn't get hit. But if he does get hit and he gets hurt, how does he react from that? That'll be the real concern I have for Floyd.
Yeah, he's really never been hit that much.
Yeah.
He's a boxer. It's not for lack of trying. He defends it. He's a technical guy and he takes care of business. But you're right. He hasn't been hit a lot. I just happen to think, and I believe this is a lot of things, that if this strategy could be successful in boxing, we'd have seen it by now. The barrage of punches, that McGregor throws, and I think that it would be fun. you know, get me wrong, I'd love to see Floyd Mayweather lose. You know, I love the joke. I love the way that people lay into him about the domestic abuse because he absolutely deserves it. And, you know, they say that, you know, after, you know, with him being undefeated, if you want to fight Floyd Mayweather, you probably have to date him first.
Yeah, I mean, is there a way that both of these guys could lose? I mean, that's ultimately what I would like to see.
What would be a lose-lose scenario? Like, you know, if it goes the distance, if it's a 30-second fight, what's the worst-case scenario? Because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, there's 400 million some best-case scenarios going on there.
Yeah, there's 400 some odd million reasons why we want this to go that way. No, look, I mean, I think the worst case scenario is a quick fight. I really do. I think that, you know, if you have a quick 30-second fight or a couple three-round fight, you know, people are going to be paying a lot of money and those guys are going to make a ton of money. So I want to see this thing go 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I want to see it go the distance. You know me, man. I want to see everything go the distance. So I want to see both these guys get pushed. I mean, here's something we haven't talked about when you think about this, too. Think about the octagon, right? The longest that these guys are in the octagon is a 5-round match for 5 minutes apiece, right? And in the boxing ring, you have a 12-round match at 3 minutes apiece, 36 minutes of fighting versus the 25 minutes. And let's be honest, Conor McGregor isn't always going to be fighting in a situation where he's fighting 5 rounds either, whereas more often than not, Floyd is absolutely going to be fighting 10 or 12 rounds every time he goes out to fight. So with that being said, I think conditioning could absolutely play a role. The longer this fight goes on, if you ask me, Jeff, the better situation it is for Floyd Mayweather, because I would think even though the guy's older, he would have to have some really good conditioning, knowing that his fights usually go the distance anyway. Think about how many fights he's had that go long rounds. So this guy's conditioning has to be second to none. So I would think that Conor, with all the energy that he comes out with, and you know, normally it's in a shorter span of time, he's going to have to really figure out a way to discipline himself so that he's conditioned for a long fight, not just a quick 2 or 3 round fight. That's where I think there could be a difference too, is the conditioning factor.
Extending the game, you know, going for longevity as a strategy has become really prevalent in sports. You know, if you remember, the Cubs basically won the World Series by forcing those extra games, not just staying alive, but getting it, you know, cutting into the depth of their opponent in the 2016 World Series. I think that we saw it with the Cavaliers back in 2016 when they were able to win the title, where they kind of wore some of the players on the Golden State Warriors down, and I think that we're seeing just that with this.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, look. Conditioning comes into play in every situation, right? We've seen fatigue happen to guys like LeBron James when he's playing so many minutes and he's carrying his team on his back. We've seen that before. So I would just say that I think conditioning. And the longer – do you agree with me? The longer this fight goes, the maybe that favors Mayweather, yes or no?
Favors Mayweather. I think that regardless of what happens, everything favors Mayweather unless he goes down.
Okay.
And you know what, that could be the moral victory. If Conor can knock him down and Mayweather still wins the fight, if it goes the distance, that's probably the best case scenario, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, that would be cool. I mean, because then he could show that he could take a punch too, right? So I think if either one of these guys go down and it keeps going, I think that's a win. I mean, sorry, but
I think that's also very highly unlikely.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think if somebody goes down, they're going down, and it's they'll go down hard. But interesting how this thing has kind of been talked about for a while, and now we're finally going to get Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather, August 26th. I'm excited, man. I really am. And in a weird way, I'm just very intrigued by this matchup. I mean, again, they're going to get paid. We're going to watch it. So at the end of the day, I just hope we see a good fight.
I'm excited, but I'm not. I don't know that I would pay my own money for it. But, you know, if it's a matter of chipping in $10, I'm probably down for, down for a couple beers and somebody's couch that night.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, that's definitely Actually, I think we're going to try to have an event on the 26th, man. We're going to try to put something together, maybe like a volleyball tournament or something like that. And we'll have some fun figuring that out. I don't know. Dustin and I are going to work on something for August 26th, man, because I think it'll be fun to be out and about for the fight.
Yeah, you know what? We had our first remote on the local show here in Phoenix last week, and you know, we did an event out in Mesa, Arizona. You know, raising money for charity, and you know, we didn't get a humongous turnout, but we got enough people out there, and all the kids went home happy for the from this event. So I really enjoyed being out there with you and Mike Wilson, Dustin Allen. You know, a lot of big part of the Dorfon Sports Radio team out there.
Look, man, I think it was more about just raising awareness, you know, on a couple of different levels. Obviously, we want, you know, it's Father's Day weekend, and Father Figure Foundation was out there was with this as well. But I think bigger than that, in a different way, on a much different level, I think arm wrestling is a much cooler sport than I could have ever imagined, to be honest with you, Jeff. And we see how tightly knit those guys are, the men, the women that are involved in the sport. You and I, we locked up a little bit on the table, and
it was a lot of fun.
It was, man. It, ultimately, dude, it was such a cool experience. And these guys are athletes. I think that's the biggest thing that I took away from this whole deal is they're athletes, man. They're in the gym. They're training. They're working different muscles probably than we would ever think we ever had. Like, I know that when I went, I was a swimmer growing up, and, you know, I used almost every single muscle in my body when I'm swimming. And you don't really think about how that all works, but when you're doing arm wrestling, there's just such an interesting way that you're using your body. And these guys are truly athletes. I have found a brand new respect for the arm wrestling nation. And we're lucky we have linked up with one of the big dogs in Arizona, at least. And through him, we're meeting other big dogs as well. Eric Wolf was out there. He's also a professional. Like you said, Dustin Allen, a professional arm wrestler. And these guys take these guys take it serious, man. It's like, this is their passion. And to me, man, I just found the bond that these guys have together to be so cool. That's ultimately what I found out from the whole event.
Yeah, and they coach these kids really well, too. You could tell the more experienced junior arm wrestlers that we had out there were just fantastic. Great event, though.
Absolutely, and I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we'll be back. I know we have a caller, so we'll get to you as well. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and we'll be right back after this. Keep it close.
Took the belt and now it's this guy's belt. You can play with those fake belts all you want. The real Jose was KO'd, Eddie was KO'd. You're looking at the two-weight world champion, and that's it. And that's it.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Get at us on Twitter at Dorf on Sports by Jeff Rich. Dorf Online.
And then have you seen? Have you seen the new picture on Dorf Online? The new cover photo.
Oh, is it? Is it you and I arm wrestling? Is that what it is?
It is. It most certainly is.
Yeah, no, I liked it, and I did respond to that, by the way. If you didn't see, I said it was a lot of fun and da-da-da, and these guys are fantastic. I don't exactly remember what I said to you on that, but I did respond to it. So, yeah, no, I did see it, man. Again, it was a blast. I mean, it really was a blast being out there over the weekend, like you said, at the Monastery Mesa here in Phoenix, Arizona, as to where you and I both reside. And you just moved into a new home, man. Congratulations on that. And obviously, we both know it is Father's Day, and we do want to wish a happy Father's Day to everybody out there, all the great dads in the world. Unfortunately, I'm not with my dad today, but I will give him a phone call, and we'll be able to speak to each other a little bit. But obviously, it's a special day in general, man. And the U.S. Open, I don't know. What else can you say, man? It's U.S. Open Sunday, and we're going to have ourselves a new winner once again, Jeff, most likely on the PGA Tour for a major.
Looking forward to it. And, you know, happy Father's Day to my pops, Roy, back in Cleveland, Ohio. You know, this year's going to be a letdown after what transpired on June 19th, 2016 for us Cleveland fans. So, but it should still be a good day, man. Watch some sports and just enjoy the scalding hot temperatures we have here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, I would say stay cool, man. Stay inside, watch sports, watch baseball, watch a little golf, and we'll be back on the other side with hour number two. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and we'll be back in just a few. Keep it close, everybody.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Virtually all people
associated with our political movement understand you have the right to stand up, debate, you have the right to protest, but violence is not acceptable.
Former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says it's distressing to learn the suspected shooter was a campaign volunteer. The Navy says those seven sailors missing were found dead. Richard Jordan reports.
Defense officials say the bodies were recovered in a berthing area inside the USS Fitzgerald. Seven sailors were reported missing after the Navy destroyer collided with a Philippines-registered container ship early Saturday off the coast of Japan. Three crew members, including the commanding officer, were also injured in the collision. Two tugboats and other support vessels helped the USS Fitzgerald return to a naval base south of Tokyo. Richard Jordan,
USA Radio News.
Guys, all day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
Police are looking for the man who shot a 10-year-old during a family gathering on Staten Island. This is James Flippin.
It was just before 7:30 p.m. Saturday in Princes Bay. A family friend was handling a gun outside when it went off and hit the little girl in the shoulder inside. According to police, the man then ran away from the scene. The little girl's mother and another family friend took the child to a local hospital and is now reportedly in stable condition. James Flippin, New York.
Brian Harman is in the lead heading into the final round of the U.S. Open at Erin Hills, Wisconsin. Harman fired a 5-under-67 to hit the clubhouse at 12-under for the tournament.
Proud of the way that I hung in there today. You know, got off to a pretty good start, which I really haven't done yet, so that was nice. But struck it well. Had a couple putts that could have gone that didn't, but had a bunch of looks, hit a bunch of greens, and that's what you got to do to play well around here.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I need to take care of my heart at the cellular level with Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 from Life Extension. This powerful antioxidant promotes heart health and cellular energy production. Now you can get Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 at half off, plus free shipping and handling, plus a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622, or go to lifeextension.com/war. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You cannot put America's dad in jail on Father's Day. So instead, call a mistrial.
It's too early to celebrate, Mr. Cosby.
That's noted lawyer Gloria Allred's message to comedian Bill Cosby after a mistrial was declared yesterday in Cosby's sexual assault case in suburban Philadelphia.
Round two may be just around the corner, and this time, justice may prevail.
Allred represents many of the dozens of women who claim that Cosby drugged and then sexually assaulted them over the years. Prosecutors say they want to try Cosby again. The judge will have to decide, though, if a retrial happens. I'm Chris Barnes.
Here is the morning update on Congressman Steve Scalise. Steve Scalise is showing improvement at a hospital in Washington, D.C. Chuck Carroll with the latest on the Louisiana Republicans' condition.
The House Majority Whip's condition has been upgraded from critical to serious, and officials at MedStar Washington Hospital Center say he's now speaking with friends and family. Scalise has been hospitalized since he was severely wounded by a gunman who opened fire at a GOP baseball practice Wednesday in Virginia. Doctors say Scalise underwent another surgery Saturday. Additional updates aren't expected until sometime next week. Family members say they are grateful for the outpouring of thoughts and prayers. Chuck Carroll.
The U.S. Open is a master sports event on Fox today. This is USA Radio News, and I'm Rod William Stoll.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And I'll tell you what, man, Jeff, I was almost at a loss for words, but I am not at a loss for words. So much going on in the world of sports right now with the NBA draft upon us here pretty soon. And we had a big shakeup there. The Boston Celtics trade down. The Philadelphia 76ers trade up. And that will absolutely help teams out. They'll get better. And we will have ourselves probably a much better Eastern Conference because of this. However, it is Sunday, as you know, because we're always on Sundays, live every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time, 11 to 1 Eastern time. It's Father's Day Sunday. That means it's U.S. Open Sunday. That means we're probably going to get ourselves a brand new winner on the tour and someone that's going to have their life changed 100%. But man, oh man, as you know, man, I'm always excited to talk sports, and I'm definitely excited to talk sports with you today, brother.
Justin Thomas goes out there on Saturday and shoots a 63. When you're talking about a 44-year-old record at the U.S. Open going down, when you're talking about how far under par this kid is and how jittery he was on the back nine. I mean, he got two bogeys. He saves it with an eagle on 18. It's an incredible effort by Justin Thomas on Saturday. Yep. The nerves kicked in a little bit. He said he was hungry. He said he's a little jittery, and he missed a couple of putts on what's been a relatively easy course at Erin Hills.
All right, we'll get into it on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply and promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's how you can call in the show. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and Dorf Online. Check us out all over the place. You can check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. DorfShow.co is the shortcut. And if we got callers, man, we love to have them. So 1-800-878-7529. I know we had a caller toward the end of the first hour. However, I didn't feel I was doing you any justice by bringing you on for 60 seconds or 90 seconds as we are finishing out the show. So we do like thoughts. We do like opinions. They're encouraged. They're welcomed. And in all honesty, we love hearing from sports fans, because that's kind of what sports talk radio is all about. When you think about it, it's about interacting with your sports listeners. So 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Again, Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Jeff, I mean, look, it's going on right behind me. I'm watching the U.S. Open as it's going on, and I don't know, man. I look at it in so many different ways. You know, you have opportunity, you have obviously pressure, you have unfamiliar territory for a lot of these guys. With that being said, I would really, really, really like to see Ricky Fowler win this thing. He had the lead, as we all know, out of the gate, and then obviously he relinquished the lead. But he's only a couple shots back, and that's the guy, that's my dog in the race today that I would like to see get it done for his first time.
Well, how about Chris Harmon playing with the chip on his shoulder? Possibly the first left-handed champion at our national championship.
Let me just throw this in there. That would be cool, because you know why? Because Phil Mickelson did not play. So that would show you maybe that there are some other lefties out there that can play. And for that matter, and that matter alone, I think that there's a little bit of irony in that. If he does pull it out, like, maybe Phil is sitting there cracking himself going, wow, maybe I could have been the first lefty to win this thing, and maybe I should have been the first lefty to win this thing. So that's kind of interesting, man. Go ahead.
You know, and Bubba Watson can win the Masters, but you know it's tough. And I just thought it was, if you caught the remarks that Harmon offered on Saturday night, that you want to get into his motivations, and then he just said it stemmed from his father dropping him off at football practice, saying, you know, it's going to be really disappointing if you don't play. And he said he played a lot. So he played a lot of football, probably as a young child. and he's playing some pretty good golf this Father's Day weekend at Erin Hills. And, you know, there he is right in the running on Sunday, man.
How many shots back do you think is a legitimate amount where guys would have an opportunity to maybe pull it off? Like 2, 3? So, you know, Ricky, where I have him at a couple back off the lead, he's 10 under par. As we know, Harmon is at 12 under par. So with that being said, how many shots back do you think a guy would have a shot today?
Probably 4 or 5, but, you know, realistically, probably 2 or 3. This is an easier course. There's a lot of eagles out there. Sunday pin placement might make it difficult. We'll see if anybody rises to the occasion. But I think you can be 4 off the lead going into play on Sunday and have a really legitimate shot at catching some of the people that maybe aren't as used to being at the top of the leaderboard. And, you know, we all know how good Tiger Woods used to be on Sunday. And very few people can be that consistent. So somebody's going to get the jitter, and somebody's going to fall apart in this final round of the U.S. Open.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who it is. And it's always, you know, you play to get to the cut, right? Obviously, you got to play well enough to get to the cut. And then after the third round, you got to decide as to whether or not, you know, if you've really got a legitimate shot at pulling this thing off. And you know what? And then that's when all the doubt and the fear and everything else that could creep into your mind about the situation that you're put in. But I would look at it as opportunity. I mean, at the end of the day, man, it's all about having a shot to better yourself and, you know, create something that you maybe didn't think was actually going to happen. Or maybe you did, but you just didn't think it would happen at this occasion. But I would say opportunity. And if I'm a guy like Ricky or Justin Thomas, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I got a real, real shot to pull this thing off. And the guy that has to be feeling really good. I mean, and when you think about this too, after shooting a 63, like, you just played probably the round of your life at, you know, the biggest moment in your life, because we know that that's the lowest round that's ever happened, 9 under par at a U.S. Open. So for one day, you know, so that guy either is going to go out and continue that momentum, Jeff, or he's going to wind up losing it completely and having a blow up round. So I think it'd be interesting to watch Justin Thomas today because of how well he played. The other guys, you know, all shot 68s and 67s. You can go as far down as like Charlie Hoffman or Patrick Reed. Patrick Reed had a pretty solid round. He did shoot 65, but 65 and 63 that Justin Thomas shot on Saturday, those were the two low rounds. And then you had several guys shoot that 68, 67. You're going to have to shoot under par. At the end of the day, man, today, I think somebody's going to have to shoot 3, 4, 5 under par to win this thing.
Right. And Fox's coverage is a lot better than it was when they first started up at Chambers Bay or outside of Seattle. I think that they're getting their groove with this U.S. Open. They only host this one tournament a year, so it's a little bit like Sir Charles and Kenny Smith talking about NCAA basketball. A little out of their element, but they don't look as inept as they did that first year when they were covering it with Joe Buck calling the action.
You know, it's all about who you put around you, right? I mean, you got to get guys that are involved in the game. Well, let's be honest. You can't have a bunch of writers and people that are out of touch. I'm sorry, but that's you've got to do a really good job of creating a good cast of characters that know the game of golf and people can relate to their conversation of how they want to picture or portray what you're watching. So I think that they've got a lot of writers, and I don't necessarily think that that's the best way to go about it. I would get more of the guys, the players that have played in the game or played on the tour, and have those guys join your team. If it was me, that's me personally, man.
Yeah, you know, I get out, you know, being a civilian in this business and seeing jobs go to the quote unquote hand in the dirt brigade, you know, it gets a little old sometimes because there are people that maybe weren't the best athletes. Tom Verducci comes to mind, that, you know, can really call the game and really see what's happening in the action. But, you know, at the end of the day, you need the color commentary from guys who know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and I think you're right on the nail with the other part. You need the guy that can straw the guy that stirs the pot, or the guy that's the maestro. And I also think that there's something there for that, for sure. However, like you said, color, I want to hear from guys that played. I want to hear the guys that know the ins and the outs and can dissect the shots and tell you, hey, this is exactly what he's putting into that shot right there. You know, he's going to hit a cut fade, and the reason he needs to hit a cut fade is because of this or because of that, and the reason he's going to hook it is because, you know, this or that. So I don't know. I think you have to have the blend. I mean,
let me take it to a place that hits a little closer to home. You know, you were emceeing an event at the Monastery Bar in Mesa on Saturday, and you asked me if I wanted to do some commentary with you. And, you know, you're just such a good lead. You're such a good play-by-play facilitator that I come along, and I don't know these arm wrestling terms, so you need to get somebody that's had their hand on the table or something like that.
You've had your hand on the table, my friend, man, and you dominated the dwarf man on the arm wrestling table. So you got those 7 to 8 minutes of tutelage that these guys were giving you while I was running equipment in and out of the doors, and it really paid off, man, because I was a little sore Friday. I wasn't necessarily sore on Saturday, but on Friday I was a little bit sore from that action. I took some ibuprofen, and I know what was happening, dude, because I learned something. You know, my arm was getting separated too far away from my body, so there was a tremendous amount of stress that was being forced on my shoulder. So my arm wasn't sore. It was more about my shoulder, man. And I learned something, so next time we go to the tables, maybe I'll have a little better experience. Who knows, man?
I wasn't even going to bring the results to the air. I thought you put up a good effort, and, you know, I have quite a bit of size on you as well.
Hey, it was fun. It was all obviously for a good cause, and we're all about doing things for a good cause and learning more about all the great sports that are out there, and arm wrestling is definitely for real. These guys are athletes. We do need to take a quick pause for the cause, so keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dwarf Man. It is Dwarf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and we'll be right back after the pause for the cause. Girl, you know I've done all I can. You see, I beg, stole, and I borrowed. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Welcome back, sports fans. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. A lot happening in the sports world. Father's Day weekend, U.S. Open. It's all great stuff, man, to be honest with you. I love the U.S. Open golf tournament. I love the fact that we're going to get ourselves another winner, a brand new winner probably most likely here on the PGA Tour, and somebody going to win their first major, that's for sure. Anyways, a lot going on. Like I said, get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get at us on Twitter, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then obviously check out the websites, dorfonsportsradio.com or dorfshow.co. Same website, just a couple of different ways to get there. And I know we do have a caller, so let's jump out to the phones. I think we've got Mitch in Santa Monica. By the way, we are being seen all over the world today, Jeff. My brother happens to be in China right now. He's checking us out on Facebook Live. So appreciate the fact that we are literally global with the show. And now let's go out to California, Santa Monica more in particular. And what's up with Mitch today? How are you, Mitch?
You hear that?
Yeah, I hear that, man. I don't hear much. What's going on?
That's my moment of silence there, Andy. After what I witnessed this week, Jeff Rich, the domination, coming over the top with that left arm, waving that right hand in front of your face, looking at Dorf saying, dude, you can't see this, taking that right arm, that thumb across your neck and saying, Dorf, R-I-P.
We need this guy to promote our show. We need this guy to be our Vince McMahon, brother.
I mean, seriously, Andy. Where were you with the Dorf name? I understand you're trying to protect that golden right arm, but please, Jeff Rich, come on now.
Oh, man.
Gracious me, oh, my. For those of you who are listeners who haven't seen it, go to YouTube, go to Andy's site, and see the will, the determination. Andy, it's like a tease. It's like Andy has us. They can sit right there, and then Rich, power, go and pop it. Bam! Good night now.
Wow, man, this is passion.
Is this Dorf on Sports or is this Rich on Sports? Come on now, please.
Wow. Rich on Sports. I think I like the sound of that.
I just only hope that the Mayweather-McGregor fight will be anywhere near as exciting and as determining, as thrill-seeking as what we witnessed this past week with the arm wrestling competition.
Do you have Cloud Nine expectations of this McGregor Mayweather fight that it's going to be competitive or even exciting?
I think that, and I don't know why they signed the contract the way they did, but I said in the 12th round with 60 seconds to go, if they last that, it goes all out MMA. That might make that fight fun. I mean, it's
well,
be
no,
fun.
No, you know, you
I
bring up a you,
boring. I think it's going to be, everyone's going to watch it because they're going to look for something. They're hoping Mayweather's going to get his ass kicked, but he's probably not. Probably McGregor's going to probably get dropped, you know, maybe. But, you know, Floyd wants to dance for 12 rounds. I mean, his whole tactic, his whole career's been built on is avoiding going to decision. He's a very tactical guy, and that's why he wins. We've seen it before. How many times has he stolen all of our money? Please, I mean, what's going to be any different? Unless if you put a bunch of lumberjacks, this is like George Foreman around the ring. You know, Sugar Ray Leonard, get some of the MMA guys, get all the women there. And so that, you know, just kind of make it more of, I mean, if it's going to be a ridiculous spectacle, kind of like when Wilt Chamberlain fought Inoki or something like that, or some weird fight like that. So, you know, I mean, come on, this is like Bobby Riggs, you know? And Billie Jean King, in a way. It's kind of silly, but everyone wants to watch it. So
yeah, it's amazing.
What it is, it's going to be a spectacle. You know, hey, am I not going to try and find it on a free stream? Of course I am. You know, if someone's going to buy it and we're all going to go together, yeah, why not? What the heck? What else you got to do? I mean, it's going to be fun, but...
Hey, Mitch, let me ask...
Not as fun as Dorf on Sports Arm Wrestling. I want that weekly.
All right, let me give you three choices here. Do you want to see McGregor v. Mayweather? Do you want to see Michael Phelps race the shark for Shark Week? Or do you want to see Dorf Rich 2 on the arm wrestling table?
There you go.
Dude, first of all, that's like pros and amateurs in terms of competition. I mean, Dorf Rich arm wrestling should be weekly. That should be like 7 o'clock. Hosted by, you know, Steve Harvey or something. You know, the family
like the pick three lottery numbers.
Exactly. I saw the film. I totally forgot about the film thing. That sounds like the most ridiculous thing in the world. Unless, of course, there's no cage. No open water. Make it open water. You know? And Phelps has got to, you know, kind of like split a thigh or something. And then let's see what happens. Now we're going to have some fun.
That'd be interesting. Hey, so
that's hilarious.
I'll tell you that. Actually, I love Michael Phelps. I don't know why he's doing it. I think it's kind of fun. You know, the idea that a shark is going to like wag its tail and go 5 miles an hour. I mean, these are fish. We're humans. They don't have to breathe. I mean, my goodness gracious. I mean, what point? Where the shark is going to be like 30 feet below and Michael Phelps is going to be on top? It's going to be like Jaws. Where are we at? Jaws 16 or something? I mean, my God, it's going to be ridiculous.
Hey, let me ask you this, Mitch, real quickly. The Milwaukee Brewers. I do happen to know you follow the Milwaukee Brewers. They're on top of the division right now. Are you more amazed at what's going on, or are you just kind of like just taking it all in and you're saying, yeah, this team isn't that bad. They've got a lot of bats. They can hit the ball, and a lot of it they've been doing without Ryan Braun when you think about it, because he's been in and out of the lineup with injuries, but are you satisfied with what's going on with the Milwaukee Brewers? That they're playing, if you ask me, a little bit above their head, and it looks like maybe with what's happening, they might be able to maintain doing this for another 60, 70, 80, 90 games, whatever it is. I mean, the Cubs aren't jumping out, so what do you think?
Satisfied? You know, listen, I grew up with Milwaukee Brewer baseball being satisfied over 500. So listen, as long as they're competitive, I'm enjoying the ride, and I will enjoy it as long as it'll take us. Will it get us to July? Great. Will we go further? Great. Will we even make a playoff run? Who knows? I mean, come on now. It's baseball, and yet, you know, there are to be injuries, and right now they've had a farm system, and they only have so much money to play with. You know, they're dealing with, like, what, under $50 million, and they're competing with teams that have 4 or 6 times that budget. So, you know, they can't make mistakes. We've seen that in the past with teams like the Twins or the Royals or these smaller markets where you just can't afford the stuff. And if they get everything, if they get the planets aligned, they get everything right, you know, then you get to make a run at it. And you know what? Good for them. They got nice young kids. They built a nice system. And then after a while, you get to make your run. It's hard to sustain your run. I mean, that's the trouble with baseball. It's just, even if a team gets good, they just can't sustain it because then the players are going to want money and the team like that can't afford them. And then they go to wherever they're going to need to go, with the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Angels or whomever. So, you know what? Let's enjoy it while we can. The only thing I do know, if there is one ride to be enjoying right now, is that, dude, there's some happenings at Fenway Park tonight that if you ain't catching on Nugget TV, Dead and Company second night, my God, they're going to crush it again tonight.
Are you going out or what? Are you going to be there?
No. You know, if it's Father's Day, I may do the stream, you know. But it's all good music. We got Fish coming to the YEMSG in July for 13 nights, a little Baker's Dozen. You know, don't think it's eight dog days of summer, Andy. Maybe the dog days of summer for sports, but for music, kids, we got a lot out there for us to get us to football season. So I'm going to enjoy it. You guys enjoy it, too. Always fun talking to you. And I want more Dwarf Rich arm wrestling.
Forget we love it, Mitch. Career. Great stuff.
Right arm, baby. I want to see the right arm.
I don't know if I can use the right arm. The right arm is too darn important to me, man. We'll see. We love Mitch, man. We love hearing from Mitch in Santa Monica. That guy's passionate, bro. He brings it every time, Jeff.
Does bring it every time, man. You got a good one in Eric Thames there. I think that kid ends up hitting 400 home runs over his career.
Yeah, pretty impressive. The guy hit, what, four consecutive, if I'm not mistaken. So 4 days in a row with home runs or something like that. And now he's up to 20, something along those lines. So, yeah, man, he's absolutely smashing the ball out of the park. Keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And we'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
Of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. A lot going on, as we always know, in the sports world. Just heard from Mitch in Santa Monica, and it's always a pleasure to hear from that guy. He's a character. He obviously watches us. He checks things out. He saw the video of Jeff and I doing some arm wrestling. And you know what? I was thinking about this. Maybe he does have a good point on some of the things he was talking about with that Mayweather-McGregor fight. Maybe what they should have done, which would have made it really cool and interesting, is like half the fight be boxing and then half the fight be whatever. And then that would test everybody's skills and give everybody a chance to do what they do best. You know what I mean? Like there's nothing special about this fight. It's just two guys with two huge egos clashing in a boxing ring, and there's nothing different about it. Like, that might have been a cool concept or a cool idea, Jeff, to mix it up and have one round be boxing, one round be MMA, one round be boxing, or something along those lines.
Why not have jiu-jitsu and arm wrestling and shin kicking? You know, let's put all of the hand-to-hand and all of the close encounter combat sports. You know, let's have them fence for a little bit. You know, why not just make it a complete spectacle, a complete joke? And you know that Floyd's not going to agree to do anything other than what he does best.
No, I agree, but I'm just saying that there's some validity to what he's saying. It's just it is what it is. It's a situation where Floyd should flourish. However, if he doesn't, it's going to completely make him and boxing look foolish. So let's find out what happens there. We'll see. As we all know, August 26th, that's going to go down. So we'll check it out when it all comes a little bit closer. But let's go a little NFL, dude. We've denied the NFL quite a bit, and I just kind of want to look and see to a certain degree what's been going on with your Cleveland Browns. And if I'm not mistaken, is Garrett okay? Because I know he did hurt his left foot. Did he sprain it? What happened there? Do you know?
He has a sprained foot. He's expected to be ready for training camp. It's kind of disconcerting if you're a Cleveland Browns fan when you look at these last two first-round draft picks. Now, they had three picks this year, and they took Jabril Peppers and David Njoku, the tight end from the U. But last year's number one overall pick, and they traded down quite a bit. Remember, they were in that second slot that they traded to Philadelphia for them to acquire Carson Wentz, and the Browns traded down and eventually landed on Baylor's Corey Coleman, who missed a great deal of his rookie season with an injury, and now he's out. He's expected to be ready for training camp, but man, Myles Garrett's such a monster. The difference in wins for the Cleveland Browns is probably three. I think that they win two without him. They win five with him.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how they develop. I guess that's the best way to put it. We'll see how they develop.
We're kind of seeing the same thing between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Cleveland Browns right now. So I'd be interested to see the parallel progression. You know, maybe that needs to be a 30 for 30 film in progress so that we could kind of watch Colangelo, you know, Colangelo's in Philadelphia running that decrepit basketball organization that Sam Hinkie didn't do a good job with, and the Harvard guys in Cleveland taking over for regime after regime of Cleveland Browns failure.
Yeah, no, and then let's talk about something that's been successful. And I'm interested to see how this all plays out. And I'm talking a little bit of the Green Bay Packers and Brent Hundley, because I think that this kid is going to be a very good football player in the NFL at some point. And I don't know who it's going to be for. I hope that they can hang on to this guy. But truth be told, Jeff, he's got a lot of skill. He's got a lot of talent. And you got to want a guy to succeed. So in a weird way, I don't want them to trade him. However, his value is getting better and better all the time. And with that being said, I think he's a capable quarterback. And maybe if they do wind up trading him, it'll help his career, obviously. But he might wind up finding himself in a really good position where he can develop as a quarterback and lead men and go out there and do the job that I think he can do. And I think he's a very capable quarterback. So as much as I don't want them to trade him, it might be the best thing for both sides so that he can go out and have a good career and the Green Bay Packers can get some people in there that'll benefit from because of his value.
So he was a rookie in 2015, correct? So
yeah.
This will be his fourth year on the bench, which is the same amount of time that Rodgers sat behind Favre. I'm not sure how long Hasselbeck sat before Holmgren acquired him for Seattle. But obviously, through coaching changes, that organization is just so solid, whether it was Wolf and, you know, now Ted Thompson. That's a trusted organization, even though it didn't work out with Matt Flynn trying it out with Seattle and the Raiders. Brett Hundley's from Chandler, Arizona. I think a homecoming would be pretty interesting because we know that Carson Palmer is not going to play forever here with the Arizona Cardinals.
That's a really good call, man. And if they're not having it on the radar, they absolutely should have it on the radar. That's a great call, because when you think about who's behind him, Carson Palmer, you got Blaine Gabbert and Drew Stanton.
That's not your future.
Right. No, and I'm saying that neither one of those guys are your future, but Hundley could be your future. So if I'm them, if they don't have it on their radar, they should hope that you give them a phone call to maybe open their eyes and maybe enlighten them about Hundley, who's in Green Bay, and he probably would love to come home to Arizona when you think about it. So that's a good call on your part, man. I don't know if it's gonna happen. But that's a good call.
So who's gonna run the football for the Green Bay Packers this year? Is Ty Montgomery the clear cut starting tailback behind number 12 or next to number 12 in the shotgun?
Well, look, I mean, I think it's been pretty obvious that was the plan. I mean, when you look at what they did as far as going out there and not making a splash, going after Adrian Peterson, which is somebody who I would have really liked, you know, them to go after. You got to think that they have a serious plan. And what he's done a little different is, you know what, he's become a running back. I mean, it's not like he never did this before, Jeff. He was a running back in high school, and Ty Montgomery is very capable to rush the ball. I was more than impressed with what I saw from him on a very obviously short-term basis. But with that being said, then you have to also think that he's only going to get better if he goes and continues to keep playing that position over and over, and he gets the real reps that he should. So I've got full confidence that the Green Bay Packers absolutely know what they're doing as far as it goes on the offensive side of the ball. I'm not going to question them too much with what they do there. However, with that being said, they did address it in the running game. They did address it.
Let me throw a quick tangent out there.
Yeah.
Because we know that Montgomery comes from Stanford, played for David Shaw over there. Christian McCaffrey drafted a lot higher than a lot of people thought he would be to the Carolina Panthers. What kind of NFL player do you think that he's going to be? And did Carolina get it right, you know, buying so high on this guy?
I'm not sold on him as far as just purely being a running back. I think they're going to have to get kind of creative with him. He's a little bit small. He's quick, though. I mean, I think the guy's special. Don't get me wrong, but I think he's going to be really beneficial in two ways. I think you got to use that guy in the kicking game, obviously, as a return man. But I also think you got to use that kid out of the backfield as a pass guy. So don't be surprised if he gets a lot of catches out of the backfield, and they're going to look to probably try to preserve him a little bit and limit his carries, because I don't think he has the durability, you know, of a Ty Montgomery. You know, they may be from the same place, but I don't think the durability factor is going to be the same. I think Christian McCaffrey would take a beating, and I don't know if he'd be able to carry the ball 20 times a game. However, get creative with him. Use him out of the backfield as a receiver a lot. Also use the guy in the kicking game on returns. I think he's a special athlete. So I think you got to use his skill set, and you got to keep protecting him also, because I don't think you want that guy to get hit too many times.
Who's going to take down Atlanta? I mean, because we see a different division champion every year out there. And I think the Tampa Bay is definitely on their way up. The Saints at AP. I think that's going to be an interesting division this year.
Well, that's a good call. Again, I'm kind of on that wagon. I think that I've liked Jameis Winston. Okay, I've always thought that guy was a real good leader. And all they've done is they've just kind of kept building their foundation. Where they lack is their running game, and you know they've addressed it a little bit. He needs to be able to check down a little bit better, and I still think that Jameis has a little bit of that gunslinger mentality, and he tries to fit balls in places where he probably shouldn't, and he makes mistakes. A little bit better decision making from him. I think the Saints are going to be better, man. I'm sorry, but I like the addition of Adrian Peterson. I think that takes a lot of pressure off Drew Brees. I think it just makes them a more complete team, and I think they're going to do something similar, like I was talking about with Christian McCaffrey. I think they're going to try to use him a little bit out of the backfield and throw him the ball a little bit more. You don't want AP taking too big of a pounding either. He is, as people say, on the wrong side of 30. But with that being said, I think he's got a lot left in the tank. I think he's got a lot of energy. I think he's got a lot of built up emotion from not playing. I think you're going to see a very, very good, strong, solid Adrian Peterson this year. And don't be surprised if both of those teams and Carol, that's going to be a good division, man. I think Carolina rebounds a little bit too. I think all around, that's a pretty darn good division right there.
All right, Adrian Peterson's old team, the Minnesota Vikings, they had to kind of, in an emergency nature, fetch Sam Bradford from the Philadelphia Eagles. Teddy Bridgewater due to come back in week 7. Best case scenario for the Vikings is probably to start the season about 3-3 and be on a two-game skid going into Bridgewater's return, if they truly want Teddy Bridgewater to be the quarterback of the future, because I think that you know what your ceiling is with Sam Bradford.
Look, I mean, Sam Bradford is Sam Bradford, like you said. Teddy Bridgewater is pretty good, man. Before he got hurt, I think the expectations were extremely high. And from all signs of what I've heard about Teddy Bridgewater is that he looks like he never was injured, and he looks pretty sharp from everybody. So the early signs of him coming back are very positive. And you know what? It's going to be interesting for them when you look at it, Jeff. I mean, they're going to be lacking a little bit of a consistent running game. They did pick up Dalvin Cook, who I like, the kid out of Florida State. So it'll be interesting to see how quickly they can build some chemistry between whoever it is, Sam Bradford, Teddy Bridgewater. And by middle of the season, we'll see how Dalvin Cook is doing as well, because let's face it, it's a different pounding that you're going to get in the NFL. So they've got a bunch of interesting pieces. Nobody really scares me on that lineup. Michael Floyd going back to Minnesota, I we'll see how that all works out for him. Obviously, we know what he did here in Arizona. So I don't know. People get second chances over and over, but I don't see anybody on their roster that really scares me as far as it goes. But I have been hearing encouraging things about Teddy Bridgewater.
All right, here's some West Coast bias. You know, the National League West, best division in baseball.
Yeah.
The AFC West, best division in football, with the LA Chargers kind of being the dregs of the division, a la their old home, the San Diego Padres. I think that division has three really good football teams in it.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you're talking about teams like Denver, you're talking about teams like Kansas City, You're talking about the Oakland Raiders, who have gotten a lot better. Derek Carr has shown us that he's a quarterback.
And I give them the edge.
Yeah. No, I agree. They definitely have the edge. And Derek Carr has just come on. I expect big things out of him this year. We'll see if he can build on that season that he had before he got injured. I mean, think about it. Now, who do they just add? They added, what's his name from Seattle, the guy that didn't play last year, Marshawn Lynch. We'll see if he's got anything left in the tank, right?
He's just there so he doesn't get fined.
That's good. Eddie's out there riding bikes with kids too, right? So I don't know, man. There's so much going on in the sports world. Even though these guys are not doing things, they're still practicing, they're still playing. And I know I hear the music behind me. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back with one final segment. We'll wrap things up. We'll give our final thought of the day. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And we'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
Mariota got an open man. He's got a touchdown. It's Matthews.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy. Oh, oh.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. final segment here today on Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And we've only got a quick minute or so. So, Jeff, it's parting shot time, my friend. You're up.
Last Father's Day, I celebrated Cleveland winning the NBA championship. So it pains me a little bit to say this, but congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. I think they've got 2, 3, maybe 4 more in them. And let's dispel the notion that building super teams is cheating. You put the best team you can on the floor. So let's give guys like Kevin Durant a break.
Yeah, that's a bunch of nonsense. I'm with you on that. I'm going to piggyback that one. Dre, you're crazy, man. The bottom line is, look, you all are trying to win championships. You're trying to get better, and you're bettering yourself. So who gives a rat's, you know what? But mine is going to go out to the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day to all you guys. You do such a great job. I'm missing my dad on Father's Day. Wish I could hang out with him like usual, where we get out and we play golf and all that good stuff. But I will talk to him. So happy Father's Day, and enjoy the day watching sports, especially the U.S. Open. For Jeff, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We're out of here. Till next time on Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich.
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.